نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise to Allah Jalla Jalalu, Amma Nawaluhu, our creator, our sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, created all the needs and all the means of seeing to our needs is only and only creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the qudrat of Allah, power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come in this world and we survived so far. And through His power, through His qudrat, we'll continue in this world as much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. Even the person don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, power of Allah, qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deep down, they accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a doer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem challenges that look how the rosy, how the sustenance comes to you. How wealthy the person can be, or how the poor the person can be. It can see if it thinks that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes things happen. Whatever we eat, how it comes to us, grain, where it was grown, water of Allah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave some people understanding, ability, new farming. Picked up from there, where it went, then where it went. Person goes traveling and gets food. Never carry food oneself with him. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes the rosy reach before the even person reach there. And yet Allah Ta'ala don't get anything out of it. Allah through His Qudrat, through His power, through His mercy. Every step of ours we see, every step of ours we say Alhamdulillah, still will not be completing, even counting Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's favors. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, addressing the people who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, who don't want to believe in Allah Ta'ala, Allah's power. So Allah Ta'ala created a water, ocean, ship. Who makes the ship and the boat go smooth in the water? Is Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala decides for it to flip and get damaged, nothing can stop. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Al-Kareem also that if you get into trouble in the ocean, who you will call for help? They're carrying the idols with, in today's time, different forms of idols. Idol, not when you say idol, idol doesn't mean the statue or specific mode, specific item or object. I dealt with the whole personal conviction in the heart that we rely on this. That this is a support, this will help me, this will do everything for me. So today's idols, lots of time people, the idols of the stones, rocks, and the forms. Now the idolism of the technology. Technology become idol. Before they used to say, anything happen, we got this God. Rain, we got this God. This problem, we got this God. This problem, that stone, that rock. Now, this problem, this technology we turn to. This thing we need to do it, this will do. But after all, everything created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but very seldom person's mind goes to the reality. And the origin, where is origin coming from? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person forgets. This is a month of Hajj. Month of Ramadan went, month of Hajj come, and every now and again, you can say every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings such days, such a month, that it reminds us, O insan, you have come from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you to survive. So don't forget Allah ta'ala. Keep Allah in front of you all the time. Allah is there for you all the time. When you have nothing, still Allah ta'ala is for you. When you have something, Allah ta'ala is still for you. When you will not have anything, still Allah will be for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always wants us to be happy. But happiness come from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the situation where it makes us happy. On the other hand, situations we don't want to see or we don't want to notice or we don't want to go through. It is a bad days, as we say. Is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans, and that is for us to learn a lesson. Is not to punish us, is not to put us into difficulty, or Allah ta'ala getting any joy out of seeing us in problem. No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam once addressing Sahaba ajma'in, and there was a one woman captive from the prisoner of war, but she lost her baby and she arrived here by the people of Iman alone. But after all, mother is a mother. That through motherhood she had in her, she conceived proper way, right way, and then whole pregnancy, then came in the world looking after the baby, taking care of the baby, and so on. So she was restless. Any baby sees, she will grab the baby and she want to hug the baby, kiss the baby, and want to feed the baby. Her milk, not her own child, but that love, missing her baby. So any baby. And everybody is seeing this, what's happening. This is shows that love this woman have for her baby and how much she is missing. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is affect. Oh my companions, tell me, if this lady finds her own baby, will this lady throw her own baby into the fire? Will she do it? Everybody says, no, impossible. Baby, nobody will do that. Plus mother, plus in this condition, will never allow. Rather, she will, if situation comes, she will go in a fire, but she will not let the baby go to fire. Therefore, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after that said, And it's not only for them, it's for us also. To believe the power of Allah, qudrat of Allah, mercy of Allah, and kindness of Allah Ta'ala for us. That how much this woman loves the baby. Will never throw baby in a fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more loving and more kind to his creation than this woman to the baby. That is the power of Allah. So Allah ta'ala is kind, Allah ta'ala has come, rahmat of Allah comes. More and more, Ramadan meant alhamdulillah. But it's still their khubi, the atmosphere, it can be continued. Obviously, it will not be exactly the same, but there is something for us to carry on. It's a reminder, month of Hajj. People going for Hajj, we always remind ourselves that make intention, always have a desire that Allah Ta'ala must take us for Hajj. And start preparing in our own way. Sometimes persons may know it's going more and more expensive. So we ask ourselves, which thing getting cheap? The person said, no, but you know, petrol is getting cheap. So maybe this month and after 2 months, you pay more than 5 months in before what you paid. Double it up. You will pay more. Nothing is cheap. So we still carrying on. Life carries on. We say, no, things are going expensive. 10 years ago, I used to fill my car so much money. Now, 10 times more. But life still carries on. It doesn't make much difference to us. So similarly, when it comes to deen and the matters of deen, same idea I use here, that things are expensive, anything gets expensive. Everything gets expensive, but life carries on. So even here also in this line, carry on. Sometime, a person says, I went to saw one person. He said, going for Hajj. He said, alhamdulillah. He said, you also make any intentions. He said, me, I got nothing. I'm just making to live hand to mouth daily life, month to month carries on. He said, no. Have one tin. And whatever, few sen, few ren, every month, every week or day, whatever, put. Carry on. Person was serious, started. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, Allah knows, we bound to make intention and make effort. Let us give it to Allah ta'ala. And for us as a believer, it's so easy. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. Intention of a believer is better than action. We make niyat, intention, firm intention. Do something it couldn't manage. It never let happen, never materialize. Allah said, no man, I will still reward you. Person make intention, I want to see every day listening to the Hafaz, Qaris are reading Quran and Kareem, so beautiful. I want to also become Hafiz. And it started, one ayat, half ayat, started. But never reached to the end point. Even sometimes never reached to one, but his goal was to, I want to become Hafiz of the Quran, Allah's Kalam. Never finish. When the person died in the qabr, Allah Ta'ala appoints the angels, two hafiz, angels helped. Help him, give him sabak, listen to his sabak. When the day of Qiyamah comes, raise his hafiz. Because intention was there. So intention we make. So the person said, no, serious. He started collecting few sen, few ren, whatever. But before even the tin get full, he passed him. But son knew that this was my father's wish and this was my father's goal in life. And his dua, his mutab, he was crying for it. Oh Allah, I want to see your Kaaba. I want to see the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's crying to you. Son, Allah Ta'ala gave a son a wealth. Son says, no, my father's wish, I want to fulfill. He could not manage. When he died, they opened the tin wasn't even full. For years he was. And we, today, more easier to fill tins. Not fill tins, boxes can fill today. But if we serious, then. The person says, no, but we battling. And we can't make it. We can't come up. End of the month, end of the year, you know, Sadaqatul Fitr also hard. But then say, are you trying to come out of the problem? If you can live a simple life, it's very easy. Everyone can reach to some point. But they, our earning is to meet, for example, 5,000. But our ambition is 50,000. And our spending is 60,000. And then what's going to happen? And where we spending? Not the right places. Not the right thing. So the standard of living, we make it very, very high. If we're serious, come down. Come little, come down. Put the money away. This is for Allah's path. This is for Hajj. Start. The person went, he started making Hajj on father's behalf. Son, Allah Ta'ala gave him ability to my father's. This is something also to learn a lesson. We always reminded to be kind and good to our parents, our relatives. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give us advice and teachings that not only them, parents, but even whoever become the relatives through our parents, aunties, grannies, cousins, uncles, all. Nowadays, the new generation, they don't want even to, they feel shame to say even uncle, not my father's brother. This is not a good sign. He says, my daddy, nani, he said, no, old lady, granny. Now why you feel shy to say daddy? Even a non-Muslim say daddy, nani. Also time you see children, they're non-Muslim, but they're saying daddy, nani. That's where your origination, that's where you're coming from. That's where your background is. Now Arabs say jadda. Jadda. Am. Khala. But he said, no. Don't say, you know, we not that. So who you are? If we not that, you are not your forefathers, so where are you coming from? If you're not believing that you are your forefather's link, then unfortunately, there's another road. And that is a road where you're going to believe one day that forefather was a monkey. That's how slowly, because you don't father your fore, you don't accept your forefathers to be real, your roots. So now some other route you're looking at, and where you're going to land? Where else your route is? That's where Allah Ta'ala save us. This person, son making Hajj on behalf of father. When he reached to the Arafah, he sees the dream. That he is there in Arafah, he is physically himself is there. But he sees that Allah Ta'ala showed in a dream that he is farm in Arafah with him making Hajj. Showed him that father inside his best, never come right. Somebody else made, even if he never made, still Allah will reward for it. So that's why all of us, seeing the people now, alhamdulillah, living ready for Hajj. And our heart desire must be, wallah, I also want to. And don't look at means. Whatever little preparation you start doing, even few sand, few rain, whatever, start putting away and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I don't want to get left where the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are making such a great sacrifice and they're seeing to your Mubarak places. Oh Allah, take us also. And nothing impossible, Allah ta'ala takes. But make intention. This must be our, one of the ambition of life. Today, for the ambition of dunya, we don't see the means. Met one person, problem, what's happening? You know, can't make it. Food, okay, food. Go to town, haven't got bus fare. Okay, no problem. After, say, now you okay? Okay, just making it. But nothing, no extra. Still, every month you have to ask and carry on. He said, what's his ambition in your life? Now look at, I was surprised myself. Haven't got money to go from here to town. Haven't got 10 rand. But the ambition is, I want to go study a college, university, and then not get a job, not here. 10,000 kilometers far, I will go there and get the job there. Say, you serious? He said, yeah, that's what I'm working to. And we haven't got 10 grand in the pocket. He's taught me, I said, ya Allah, is a lesson. If the person in the that direction can have ambition such a high and confidence with nothing means in the pocket, and there is no hope of getting any jobs or anything, but it's high. So why in the path of Allah one we can't have that ambition? Allah, I want to go for Hajj. I want to go Madina Munawwara. And if a person with iman, Allah gave a means, Allah give us enough, and we have means to go, roads are still open. The time will come with all the money in the world we'll have, but we will not be able to go. The roads are slowly, slowly shrinking, closing. You can see, Allah gave us eyes, Allah gave us a mind, Allah gave us power to think, the world moving in which direction, from all over. Can be the laws, can be whichever way. So while the road is open, whichever, don't look at the means of this world, make the firm intention and continue with the dua. Because warning of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very severe against those people who don't even have desire for it. You are Muslim, Hajj, part of Iman. Fasting, part of Iman. Salah, part of Iman. Five main arkans, pillars, this is one of it. Allah Ta'ala gave a person means. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a warning. Allah gave somebody a means. Have a means to go. Road is open. Road is safe. Everything is there. Alhamdulillah. So far, there is no question about that. But still person don't make effort or don't desire to go for Hajj. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, I don't care rather he die as a Jew or the Christian. Who's saying this? That Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the most kind after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Anybody show his kindness, even more than our own parents. Kindness for all of us. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Not only kind, but what he desires for you, so much good he desires for all of us, we don't desire for ourselves. We don't desire so much good for ourselves. No, lots of the people say, no, today everybody is selfish. Everybody for themselves, only Allah for everybody. Even that also, even beyond that we reach. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even go beyond, we don't, even being selfish, we don't desire so much good for ourselves. More than that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desire for us. He cannot see anybody. A little child also, a boy which is not even mature, he'd never be happy to see him even going towards a path of hell. One boy used to come by him, he knew him, sick, went to visit him. Now, last moment of life, boy is about to go from this world. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him da'wat, read kalima. Leave this world, because that was a son of a Jew. So this son is looking at the father. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, read kalima. It means I must become Muslim. What? Now the father, obviously, he was a Yahud, but himself, ati'a Abul Qasim. Follow him. He read the kalima. And next thing, eyes closed, gone. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out of that house. So happy, so happy. That happiness brightened the whole city. Sahaba Kiram surprised. What made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so happy? What happened? Something very, very good happened. Who made him so happy? Such a good face. And obviously his good face was always good, but more bright. He says, one soul got saved today from the fire of hell. That soul was not even supposed to go to Jahannam. If he died dead, not mature, will not go to Jahannam. But still look, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's concern. Such a concern about the Ummat. So kindness, so much mercy for us. He is saying, if you have means to go for Hajj, Allah give you wealth, whether form of a gold coins, whether properties, whether houses, whether cars, or the cash, or startup, whatever. If you put all together, you can make it for Hajj, and still you not making any effort to go for Hajj. I don't care, you rather die, Jew or the Christian. This is a warning. That Allah must not make us. Some years ago we couldn't believe anybody can be like this. But now we believe because we see so many people. No desire whatsoever. So we have to make dua for this also. Allah must bring that desire for in our heart, the love in our heart for us. And the easy way to do, people going for Hajj, look for them, who's going for Hajj? Ask them to make dua for us. It's a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shaitan will tell you, no. You go and meet him, tell him, he think we coming for money. That's the shaitan. Don't, when that cost, that thought comes, read, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Don't care about that. Go. Break that idol and go straight and make salam. You're going. Never mind. You are who? Normally I don't come to anybody's house. I don't go anybody's house. But you're going to Allah's house. You're going to Madinah Munawwara. Give my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go by the Kaaba, make dua for me. Look for the people, find out. Go to them, make dua. Because their duas are accepted. Hajis, duas are accepted. Person becomes a hafiz and he tries to keep up. Very easy to become hafiz. But to keep up the life of the Quran is very difficult. Person become hafiz, keep up the life of the hafiz, had died. 10 people will take in Jannah, upon whom the fire was hell of hell was compulsory. But the Haji will take 400 minimum. Where 10 and where 400? Of all the people Allah Ta'ala will say, take them, still you got 50, 60, 70, still more. All the relatives, friends. Then he said, now, Allah said, no, still your account not finished. Then he said, no, some people come to make salam with me, I was going for Hajj. Wallah, put them also in my list. So easy. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the people who are going for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala bring the true love and desire for those places in our heart. And Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the Ummah. Don't forget the Gaza, Palestine, and all over the world, different part of the world. People of Iman going through torture, difficulty and hardship. Least we can do is make dua for them. We're living a king's life. We're living a royal life, as we say. In our country, make shukar of Allah Ta'ala for that. We don't know what's happening out of this world, out of this country. At the other part of the world, that's why we are very content. But the time for being contentment is gone. Make shukar of Allah and istighfar. Allah, save us. Allah, don't put us through the test what other people are going through. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everybody.